The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. The Gospel of the Lord. When one begins to read the lives of the saints, and you read these extreme penances that many of them performed, you think, oh my gosh, you know, they're going a little far, aren't they? Right? They must not have really been doing God's will in that. Or if you read in many of their lives how they were very concerned about standing before God one day. For example, you think of the story from the life of St. John Vianney, where at the very end of his life, lying in bed, he tells one of his attendants, one of his altar boys, he says, take this little box out into the field and burn it. It was a little box in which he kept instruments with which he would do penance. A hair shirt, a little strand of cords with which he would flagellate his body, discipline himself. Now the little boy never destroyed it. But when he sent him out, he said, destroy that box, because I want to make sure that after I die, people do not believe that I'm a saint, or else they will not pray for me. The patron saint of Peshawar is probably one of the greatest saints who ever lived. Wanted to make sure that people would be praying for him after he died. Why? Because he knew that his judgment would be more severe. Because he'd been given such great gifts, God would expect more of him. It's something that all the saints knew. Why would Sodom have remained until the day? Judgment would be more tolerable for Sodom because they never saw our Lord. They didn't receive the graces that these people who lived in the lifetime of our Lord received. This gospel is a call, a reminder, that we are called to continued conversion. The spiritual life is never stationary. We are either advancing or we are regressing. You cannot stand still. If you think of someone like St. John of the Cross on this Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, he talks about the ascent of Mount Carmel. We are called to the heights, right? We're never supposed to turn back. And it's a great reminder today, what is one of the primary means, if not the primary means, of forever journeying forward on the life of conversion? It is to give ourselves ever more completely to Our Lady. It's attested to over and over by the witness of the saints. If we continue for the rest of our lives to be more fully hers, we will enter into the transformation that our Lord Jesus Christ desires, because she knows how to form him in us. Where would we be without Our Lady? When our Lord hung upon the cross, the final gift that he gave to us, and the reason it was the final gift is because it was that which was most precious to him, and therefore that which was most difficult for him to sacrifice. He gave us the gift of his mother when he said to John, behold your mother. And it's interesting to read those words because he didn't ask John. He didn't recommend to John. He commanded John in love, "Behold your mother. Turn your gaze to her." Why would he have done that as he's leaving this world? It can only be because in and through entering into a deeper relationship with his mother, John would come to know Jesus more completely. If she is truly the treasure of his heart, you think of the treasures of your heart, the people who are closest to you. If someone gets to know them, they're going to learn things about you that cannot be found out in any other way. She is the treasure of his heart. She is the key to the mysteries of his life. We cannot fully know him except through her. On this feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, let us renew in our hearts our desire to be fully hers. And if that is not the desire of our hearts, let us beg our Lord Jesus Christ to implant deep within us those words, "Behold your mother."